It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is Colorado's state primary. Voters have until 7 p.m. to return their ballots by hand to official drop boxes. They're choosing a Democratic Senate candidate, as well as candidates for the state legislature and in local races. Unaffiliated voters can return either a Republican or Democratic ballot, but not both. The Secretary of State recommends that anyone who votes in person wear a mask at their polling place. Election workers are required to wear masks and a clean voting equipment between users. Colorado is set to receive nearly $42 million from the Department of the Interior. It will go to more than 50 counties that have federal land. The annual funding is meant to help offset lost property tax revenue from federal land that is not taxed. Starting tomorrow, anyone who wants to access state-owned lands in Colorado will have to have a valid hunting or fishing license. Wildlife officials say a lot more people on public lands have strained habitats for some animals. Matt Yamashita is a state wildlife manager.
This was 100% in response to the increased uses on state wildlife areas because of the trend that we were seeing even pre-COVID, going back to people wanting to get outside and recreate. We were looking to protect some of these lands.
The new rules also apply to people just hiking on state trust lands. People can buy hunting and fishing licenses at the state parks and wildlife website and at some retail outlets. Shoppers in Boulder will resume paying a 10-cent fee for disposable bags tomorrow. The city's grocery store stopped charging the fee in March over fears that reusable bags could spread COVID-19. The Daily Camera reports Boulder County Public Health has advised the city that there's now a low risk of coronavirus transmission through reusable bags. The FDA urges shoppers to clean or wash their reusable bags after every use. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.